Hot Rap Mix Podcast by Brand New You. Okay, guys and gals, I'm sorry that I've been gone for a little while. It's been a little while since I did a podcast episode. I mean, I should have been putting out episode after episode during this whole coronavirus thing with y'all being bored at home and nothing but time on our hands, but yet I'm still a busy person. I've been playing with TikTok lately. But yeah, on the real, which, you know, I am trying to do stuff on TikTok. You know, I'm trying to promote Christian rap and just, let me talk about TikTok real quick. You know, before I start talking about this whole coronavirus and quarantine situation. TikTok, it's similar to that app, if you've heard of it, a few years ago called Vine, the one that, you know, died. Rest in peace, Vine. Well, you know, it's a short video thing. A lot of people know it for, like, funny short videos, you know, little lip sync videos and dances and things like that, but it's grown to be more than that. In fact, there's a Christian TikTok revival, as Pastor Locke would say. If y'all don't know who he is, he's like a pretty popular pastor on TikTok, and there's a bunch of young people as well. He's like an older guy, but there's a bunch of people, young and old, Christians on TikTok. Now, I've seen some atheists popping up. Jacqueline Glenn from YouTube has moved on to the platform, so she's kind of doing her thing as well. But, you know, I'm thinking with all the young people, a lot of people think, oh, Christianity's not cool, or my friends don't like Christianity, or they're not a Christian, and people think it's a dying religion, but the truth is it's a relationship, and people are going to be more aware that God's spirit is real, that this isn't just some old book that people are getting bored of and, like, walking away from their Christianity or religion. This is more than that. God said in the Bible that there's going to be a great outpouring of the Spirit in the last days. And so there's going to be revival and awakening. People that used to be atheists are going to be Christians the next day. And so I'm thinking it's going to happen on TikTok. People are going to be on TikTok and see all these encouraging words. And they're going to hear the truth. They're going to see encouraging funny dances, and they're going to see that Christianity is more than what they thought it was. You know, and we're rethinking the way church even works now with the whole coronavirus and quarantine. People are live streaming their church service. You're praising and worshiping God from home with your friends and family. And it's not about just going to a church to clock in and clock out, and you're good and you got what you needed and all that. You know, you just went and got some coffee and donuts, if that's the kind of church you go to. There's so many different types of churches, but honestly, it's not a building, it's not a denomination. We are the church. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, his finished work, his crucifixion, his death, burial, resurrection, and you're a new creation in Christ, and you're indwelled and filled with his Holy Spirit, then, you know, that's what matters. It's not about, you know, you keeping the rules, because you can't be saved by keeping the rules and trying to be a good person. It's not about trying, it's about trusting, resting. Rest in the one that made it finished. It's finished on the cross, you know. And when you trust and believe that, then that changes everything. You know, trusting in Jesus, grace. Yeah, we are the church. We're his people, his children. And so I'm glad to see that's going on TikTok. I see a lot of different kinds of content on there. It's you know, some people are using it to promote being an entrepreneur. You see Gary Vee is on there, and, you know, he's got, you know, his little clips from his YouTube videos and stuff. And then you see, you know, somebody like Brooke Bridges. She's doing the traditional TikTok thing, you know, like dances and stuff like that. And then you see, like, Jonah Micah preaching scripture, you know, telling people about eternal security. And then just a lot of different kinds of content. You know, some people are doing apologetics, and some people are doing, you know, just fun, encouraging things that use object lessons. And, you know, and some things are just comedy, funny. And then, you know, sometimes some of these same people that do some funny stuff do, you know, they share scriptures as well, and they encourage people. So, it's a lot of fun on TikTok. So if you don't got one, add me. It's at Brand New You, BrandNuyu. But yeah, let me talk about the coronavirus. You know, in the beginning, I saw a lot of jokes on TikTok and even Facebook. Everybody was all freaking out and all that, you know. The toilet paper was running out at stores because people decided to buy all of it, and people made memes and stuff. And, you know, I'm good on toilet paper now. I think people have calmed down a little more, hopefully. And I continue to get to work. You know, at first when all this started, I was like, am I gonna get to keep working at my job? You know, rolling dough at a pizza place, you know, I don't know. But, you know, thankfully it's continued and I get to continue to work there and make some money and stuff. So, yeah, it's good to keep working and come home. And, you know, can't really go nowhere right now, but, you know, I've been on TikTok, like I said, and, you know, it's definitely an opportunity for you to read more. So I've been reading Between Heaven and Hollywood, you know, by David A.R. White, the producer and a actor in the movie God's Not Dead. In fact, there's three of those movies. I don't know if they're working on any fourth ones or not. It's by PureFlix, a Christian movie company. They have a streaming service now. In fact, I think they reduced the price or something like that for this whole coronavirus thing. I don't got it myself, you know. I like Christian movies and may subscribe to them in the future whenever I have a better financial situation. But right now my priorities is, you know, to try to get back on my feet after, you know, just a bunch of, you know, personal issues, you know. Just a long story, I'll make it short. You know, I lost my job at a plant, $20 an hour. And I lost the job because of a girl that I was dating. You know, just circumstances happened. You know, she borrowed my car when I really shouldn't have let her. And, you know, I ended up missing work twice. And then the third and fourth time, I was late, you know. Once by 40 minutes, and then another time by, like, maybe 10 minutes, but it was still like, man, I felt like I was cutting it close and already had gone too far. Even just being late, you know, that one day, I knew I'd gone too far, and that was like my third strike, I'm out kind of thing, because I'd already called in, you know, twice and was kind of like disappointing my boss with that stuff. So, I don't know why I kept on with that girl. You know, I guess I felt something for her and felt sorry for her. Her situation wasn't so good and I wanted to help her out. She had like criminal records and stuff like that, and I'm just, you know, a kind person and a caring person, and, you know, I pray the best for her, even though we're no longer together, you know, but I've got to move on, and so, and get my life back together, you know, but, I'm making $8.25 an hour, so if y'all can support me, you know, as I do this podcast in whatever way, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that, or you can buy merch of mine that I create, and I plan to put out some more soon, so you can go to zazzle.com/hotrapmix. If y'all are, you know, feeling generous, want to give me a late Christmas or early Christmas gift or birthday gift, you know, June 29th is my birthday, so it's coming up pretty soon. And y'all just want to, you know, give me like 5 or 10 or 20 or whatever amount of money y'all want, you know, to Cash App. My Cash App tag is $BranMan197. BranMan197. So yeah, That's if you just, you know, if you want to help me out, you know, any amount will help me out. You know, I've got goals. I want to get my own place. I want to start a studio. I'm a dreamer. I think like Walt Disney in a way, or like Phil Vischer, or even David A.R. White, the guy that I was talking about from the Between Heaven and Hollywood. I want to create Christian games, animation, movies, music. I want to start like recording studios and, you know, computer labs and things like that, you know. And, you know, all that takes time. You know, you got to sometimes, you know, start small and use what you got, and that's what I do as an individual. But eventually, someday, I want to work with teams. I want to have a crew. I want people that I have as hired staff, or if I start a nonprofit organization, or even both. I have a business on one side and a nonprofit on the other. And, you know, one's focused on ministry and one's focused on just, you know, creating content and impacting culture in one way or another, whether it's putting inspirational messages out there or something like that. You know, I want to create Christian media content, you know, so that's my dream and desire. And so I've had that dream since I was young, and I didn't really, you know, fully know what that dream encompassed as a kid. I kind of got little glimpses of it, you know, just by reading books that inspired me and made me want to know how this worked, you know, like, you know, how do you make the animation, the characters move? That inspired me. That made me want to hit up Google and see how it's done, you know. It made me want to look up stuff on YouTube. So, you know, that's after the internet, of course. Early on, I was watching behind-the-scenes videos that I came across, like King's Quest, the making of a video. Is the sixth game, aired today and gone tomorrow. And it was like a little pixelated adventure game. It played out like a movie, so you kind of got to tell your character where to go by clicking on different parts of the screen, and there was like a background behind the character, so whatever part of the screen you clicked on, they started walking towards, and you'd pick up items, and you know, you'd go from the little beach to like a little area with a tree, and then there would be a castle in the background you could go to, or you could go to the other screen on your left to a little town, and you could walk right through that town to like where there's another little place that's, I guess, on the side of the town. It's like a house, and then you could go to this other, well, it's not a beach, it's like a area where the ocean is at, and there's like a little pier or a dock and a boat. And then of course you can go into the town. You can go inside two of the buildings. There's like a library and or a little book place, and then there's a pawn shop. So yeah, that was King's Quest 6 for you, just a little bit of it. But that game inspired me. It made me want to know how to make games, especially of that genre, point and click. And I've kind of learned a little bit of that. I made a little demo game. I made a small game just to kind of learn how to make those kind of games. It was with Adventure Game Studio and also Adventure Maker. Of course, we got new tools now like Unity, and I think maybe you can use Unreal Engine as well, but Unity is like the popular one, and then people use free programs like GIMP for graphics. You know, if you can't afford the Adobe Creative Suite, you know, monthly, which is like $50 and you get everything, you know, that if you're going through a situation like me, it's kind of hard to do that. But if you're in a better place, then of course, you know, it's kind of like just subscribing to Netflix, except it's for a creative person that wants to have all the tools for video editing, photo editing, and even audio and stuff. So you get all that animation. You have what used to be Flash, and it's now called Adobe Animate. Plus you get After Effects, which people use for animation, but it's also for what people call motion graphics. You know, if you ever seen lyric videos, they kind of do that, you know, infographics as well, you know. So the little things that move, you know, on the screens when you're at churches, you know, the projectors, you know, you wonder how they do the background and how it's like, cool looking and stuff. It's probably, you know, done in something that's like After Effects or something. But there's free alternatives if you don't have the money to pay for Adobe Creative Suite. You can get GIMP for the graphics. You could get Blender for, like, you know, 3D, which is the alternative to like Maya and 3D Studio Max. You can get DaVinci Resolve as an alternative to Adobe Premiere or Final Cut or whatever video or movie editing software you use. And some animation software that I want to mention is what used to be Anime Studio is now Moho Studio. I have that one. I paid for it, so I have Moho Pro 12. I paid for it a few years ago. It's, you know, it's not too bad. It's an investment if you want, you know, good, you know, animation tools. You know, there's Toon Boom as well, and there's you know, I think people use Cinema 4D or something like that, and just a ton of other tools that you can use. You're not limited to a certain tool. Some people use a thing called Dog Waffle, I think, you know, I think that's the name. You could use like this free software, I forget what it's called, but you can Google animation software and then put the word free behind or in front of that, and stuff will pop up. That's how I used to find out about stuff, aside from books that give you references in the back that tell you about websites that you can use and stuff and software and other things that they recommend to you to help you out as a artist or creative person. Basically, they're hooking you up with the resources. But yeah, some of my inspirations, I'll tell y'all, I learned from different people. I learned from the Christian rapper Manifest. I think of him as a rap rocker, you know, somebody that does rap rock, similar to the style of Linkin Park. There's a Christian band that sounds like Linkin Park. It's called Thousand Foot Crutch. And Chris Greenwood, aka Manifest, the guy I just talked about, is good friends with TFK, aka Thousand Foot Crutch's lead singer, Trevor McNevin. Anyways, I forgot how I found out that, you know, Manifest was doing a music podcast. I don't know if it's because of his fighter book or what. You know, I saw him a few years ago at Engine Radio's Power the Tower event, 91.7 FM. You know, it's a Christian pop and hip hop station. It plays all the coolest Christian rap music that's, you know, out now. It's a sister station to 89.3 KSBJ in Houston, Texas. And it's a few years old now. We didn't always have it. If you listen to Trey Nine and DJ Wado interview from 2008, just Google that, Trey Nine interview, DJ Wado, and I think it'll pop up. It'll be like, you know, you'll see the date marked 2008 on the episode in the show notes and all that stuff. Listen to that whole podcast and you'll be amazed at how far Christian rap has come. In fact, you know, I started listening to Christian rap, I know, probably as a teenager. I listened to a little bit of Toby Mac, but I didn't go full on hardcore into Christian rap till the end of high school, like after I rededicated my life to Christ. You know, had kind of struggled with certain things, you know, in high school with peer pressure, and, you know, I was already saved and stuff, but, you know, like, I was listening to music, you know, that was worldly, and then I started listening to, you know, Christian rap at the end of the year. It was, like, my senior year. I think it was 2008. So that was about the time that that DJ Wado and Trey Nine podcast happened, actually, you know. Interestingly, like, you know, I always like to think about timelines and when things happen, because it's so amazing how this last decade has gone by so quickly after I got out of high school, you know, like, just the fact that, you know, a kid that was like 12 years old in that year of 2008 is like 20 something years old now. Like, it's amazing, you know. It's like kids that were like babies are like, you know, now that age of 12. So in the next decade, they're gonna be the new 20 year olds, you know. Like, it's crazy. It's like the new generations are popping up. It's could be a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, because a lot of kids are being indoctrinated with, you know, evolution and things like that are, you know, anti-Christ and unbiblical and stuff like that. But at the same time, there's revival happening, and there's young people that are, you know, giving me hope and encouragement for the future by seeing that there are still kids that are being raised and taught in the ways of the Lord, and there's, you know, even unbelievers who've been raised in a way that's not of the Lord, but they are experiencing salvation and being born again, you know, in their teens or in their young adulthood and stuff like that. But going back to that year of 2008 when I started my Christian rap and hip-hop journey, you know, and Christian rock as well, you know, I haven't listened to as much Christian rock as I did back in the day, because I went so far into Christian rap that, you know, I was finding more and more artists, and, you know, I'm kind of coming back to some of the Christian rock because I want to balance it out. I think, you know, honestly, both of the genres need to merge more and collaborate more and unite more, because, like, I feel like they're not, like, helping promote each other like they could be, you know, and doing as much as they could, you know, because, like, you know, we see some of the Christian rappers get with some of the worship bands like Andy Mineo and Hillsong, or you know, Four King and Country and stuff like that. But, you know, like, I'd like to see like Skillet and Cutlass and POD and some of my other favorite Christian rock bands, you know, start to do stuff with, you know, all my favorite Christian rappers. And I know, you know, Christian rap has kind of been, you know, slept on, and it's finally coming up to be as popular as, you know, Christian rock, you know, was or is. I don't know if Christian rock had a decline or not, because I haven't really been in the Christian rock game. It probably still is popular. I just haven't been paying attention to that movement. But it looks like people are still big time into it, you know, especially if you go to a Winter Jam concert, you'll see those things packed out. So, you know, I think the movements are coming to a place where they're going to merge more, especially with TikTok. You know, so many Christians on there who have different styles and tastes of music and stuff, and country rap is starting to become more of a thing. So I hope to see some country rap, Christian country rap, you know, like Trey Nine probably has one of the closest things we got to that, or even somebody like Coffee Anderson, or Second Chance, and a few other people that I know of that have done like that country, you know, worship and rap and all that, you know, just different styles kind of blending them together. And that's kind of what I want to do with my hot rap mix as well. Just kind of make I want to mix like different genres up, you know, rap, hip hop, dance, gamer, different genres, blend them together, worship, praise, you know, kind of put them together and use like rap beats or even use different types of beats and have rapping over the different styles of beats, you know, just kind of mixing the genres up, you know, and making it a hot rap mix, something that somebody says, that's lit, that's fire, that's awesome, that's cool, 100, bro. Wait, you know, I don't always know the cool new lingo of today, you know. I'm from, I think, Generation Y, millennial, from born in 1990, so I'm not always up to par with Generation Z and whatever's after that, you know. But hey, you know, I know a little bit, you know. I slept on the worldly rap too, so I don't always know what's going on with the mainstream rap culture, and there's a lot of stuff that a kid, you know, knows that I don't know about pop culture and things going on today. So if they do this, have this little phrase or whatever, I don't even know what they're saying, you know, like, you know, they are talking a different language than me. And that's how older people than me sometimes probably think about my generation. So it's like different generations not understanding each other's, like, lingo. But I think the internet's kind of helped us understand, like, if you don't know what something means, you can Google it and you'll find what the Urban Dictionary tells you, or, you know, other things like that. So I think I should start talking about some Christian rap news, about, like, I guess what's happening right now with Christian rap, you know, with quarantine. Obviously we don't got any concerts going on. They're all gonna be on the internet live streaming, at least for right now, you know. It's sad to say a lot of stuff has been canceled. You know, there was no rodeo, no South by Southwest. Sports and so many other things have been canceled or delayed. But I'm sure, you know, people are thankful to be home with their families, and, you know, people are happy to, you know, support their artists that they like, watching them live stream and stuff. So there's sort of a new normal kind of going on, probably not a permanent, hopefully, you know, hopefully things get back to normal in the near future. I don't know. You know, there's just a lot of different political talk and even conspiracy theories, but, you know, I don't want to just buy what the internet tells me. You know, it's just a step by step, you know, day by day thing, you know. Jesus said not to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. So, you know, the best you can do right now is just do what you can do and be thankful for what you got, and also be prepared, you know, be prepared in case worse things happen. You know, we know these are end times, and I see the homie, Christian rapper Literati, he's doing some new things because of this whole pandemic. You know, he's thinking smart and wanting to, you know, start doing some, you know, things like gardening and start that farm life. You know, he's got some chickens now and planting stuff, and he started like a YouTube channel to kind of document his learning and practicing this new stuff that he's doing. You know, he's built like a little greenhouse, and he's also kind of figuring out how to mow the yard with like a scythe or whatever, instead of like using gas and a lawnmower. He's you know, there's a video of him like cutting the grass with the big scythe thing that the Grim Reaper would be carrying. So I don't know how things are gonna play out. You know, there could be waves of, you know, good or bad, you know, in the future. We don't know, because things are shifting around the world politically, you know, and, you know, so things could be good for a moment, and then, you know, who knows what's going to happen next. So you just got to be ready for whatever, just like that Cypreme song. Of course, there's a, or the World Rejects, an SOM song. And it features Wondrous and an artist from Screwed Up Click called Lil O sort of did a song together. They made a song called Ready for Whatever. It kind of reminded me of Cypreme's Ready for Whatever line from his song Break It Down. But Lil O and Wondrous' song, I'm not the biggest fan of it because of like the cuss words, and it's kind of like a secular song. But I hope him and Lil O in the future will do a gospel remake of the song, kind of like DJ DMD did with 25 Bibles. You know, he took his classic 25 Ladders on My Dresser song and changed it into 25 Bibles on My Dresser. And so, like, there's other artists that kind of remade a song they did in their past that they didn't like the lyrics and wanted to make something more positive, encouraging, inspirational, and even put the gospel into it. So hopefully some of these artists will rethink what they're preaching and speaking about in their music and realize that they are a ministry of good or bad, you know, and that they've got to think about the influence they're having on their audience, you know, that, you know, children listen to this music. And, you know, it's like, you know, some people think, oh, I'm going to make adult themed music. Well, you know, even adults, you know, should maintain the desire to keep things pure and, you know, Christ-like. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of, you know, people these days just like, oh, it's just entertainment, you know. And of course, you know, not to be like legalistic or anything, you know, there's different types of media, music, movies, and sometimes people play the bad guy in a movie and stuff like that. And I don't know, people might say, oh, music's just the same thing, role playing, but I feel like music, you know, it's a repetitive thing that people usually, you know, repeat and loop, and they're hearing over and over, and it's like, you know, can influence you for good or bad, you know, like, it'll change your attitude about things, and, you know, it'll plant certain thoughts, you know, the certain words, you know, And just in general, when I hear a lot of what these people are saying, it's just, I'm hearing things that are not of pure thought. You know, the Bible says to think on things that are good. Well, when you're listening to music or even watching movies, you know, there's usually a general message that you're taking from it. You know, sometimes, you know, you're not always going to find a 100% pure and clean movie, but you know, you might still watch the movie and, you know, do the whole eat the fish, spit out the bones kind of thing, you know, filter out, you know, the things that you don't like, you know, and ignore all the, you know, stuff that you know don't like. But as we mature in our walk with God, you know, I think, you know, it's important that we realize what kind of influence we have on people or impact, you know, like when somebody sees our life, do they think that we're like a hypocrite, you know, like, you know, and it's not to say that we're like, you know, perfect and stuff. There's people that are always going to be like judgmental or, you know, critical and thinking negative of you, regardless of what you say or do or whatever, you know, but like, you know, as Christians, we want to reflect Christ and show the world his love. And we want to shine for Christ like every day in everything we say and do. And yeah, people are still going to not like us. You know, the world, you know, is not going to like us. Jesus said that, you know, because we're not of this world. But, you know, there are still people going to, you know, respect us enough that they, you know, if God is working on their heart, he's going to draw that person that's not believing to Jesus because they see, you know, that you're different and they're going to want, you know, what you have. They see that you're full of peace and joy and stuff like that. So when they hear you're playing, you know, Christian rap or praise and worship or something that shows that you're bold and unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ versus trying to blend in and just play what everybody else plays, you know, and even stumbling them and confusing them. If you're listening to stuff that's like showing that you don't care and you're kind of like, you know, trying to be cool with everybody by acting like, you know, this evil, wicked content that you know the world, you know, has in its like music and stuff like that, you know, like you know, just it's not going to resonate well with people that, you know, see that you're, you know, professing to be a Christian. You know, you're like, you know, on one hand you're toting a Bible around and, you know, saying Jesus loves you, but then you're playing a song that says F this, F that, F you, and this and that, you know, and then, you know, people are like, what? I thought that guy was a Christian, or I thought that girl was a Christian. And just to make it known, I believe we're not saved by our works and how good or a moral person we are. We're saved only by what Jesus did for us on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection. Through him, we receive eternal life, which is a free gift that we cannot earn, and we're saved by believing the gospel and calling upon the name of Jesus. Check out John 3:16 and Romans 10:8 through 13, plus 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. So when I talk about your media consumption, it's not about your salvation. It's not a salvation issue. Once saved, always saved. And if you are truly a pure and born again Christian, you know that you're not always going to be perfect in your flesh. Romans 6 and 7 and, you know, different surrounding chapters and verses, you know, talk about that struggle. And then Romans 12 talks about, you know, that, you know, we're called by God to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to him and worship, you know, just to, you know, worship God and, you know, not be conformed to this world. So obviously there's a struggle in the believer, you know, with their flesh. You're born again, you're pure, you're undefiled, you're spotless in your spirit. You know, your spirit actually cannot sin if you truly are born again, according to 1 John, I think 3. I don't know if it's the verse or the chapter 3, but, you know, just read it for yourself and find it, because it says that, you know, if you're born again of incorruptible seed, then you cannot sin. And that's talking about your spirit. Of course, you're going to still, you know, sin with your flesh. You know, you're still going to stumble and fumble and do things that, you know, don't always, you know, look right, you know. As a Christian, you know, you're going to make mistakes. But some more Christian rap news. Lecrae has an album coming out soon. It's called Restoration. So stay tuned for that one. He already has a song out called Set Me Free featuring YK Osiris, which has a music video. So in the music video, there's like a guy at the beginning, and he's like saying some stuff. I didn't really pay attention to what he's saying, but he's like a prisoner. There's like people on each side of him, and there's like a long-haired dude that's, I guess, the one of the bad guys. And, you know, soon enough, the guy, you know, is like pretty much saying no, 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 and he gets shot and killed like right there. And then the scene changes, and then Lecrae's like rapping, and he and I guess the guy that's singing are like in cages, they're prisoners as well, and they're about to be led to the table. But in the midst of being in the hallway led to where they're going, they, I guess, pass around a key, and they all start to become free. Well, like right when they get to the table to, you know, to speak, and pretty much stand in the same place the guy that got shot was at, well, they all go free and have a little takeover of the place, and then you see Lecrae at the table instead of these, like, rich, prominent people that were sitting there, you know. I just think of how sometimes there's martyrs in the faith, and sometimes, you know, there's people that get killed in the name of Jesus, and the wicked think they've, like, won and taken over, but then, you know, the prisoners, the you know, Christians, those who are being oppressed, you know, they get free and they set other people free, you know. And I think of also, like, you know, human trafficking and sex slavery and things like that as well, you know. God sometimes has, you know, some, you know, Christian organizations and groups and, you know, different people. He even probably uses people who aren't believers, who aren't saved, to, you know, do some work underground and behind the scenes to, you know, trick some of these really bad people and catch them and stuff, to rescue the oppressed and, you know, set them free, save their life. Some more Christian rap news. So KB has left Reach Records. Reach Records is the same label Lecrae's from, in fact, co-owner of. And so a lot of people are concerned about, like, what is KB's future? Is he going to do good, you know, apart from Reach Records? Because, you know, for many years he's been a part of Reach, and, you know, a lot of people who join Reach become, you know, super popular and well known, and then those who've left Reach, some of them aren't as popular anymore. Aha Gazelle had a very short lived time at Reach, and he might still have some success and, you know, popularity to one degree or another, but, like, you know, his numbers, I think, declined, you know, because he wasn't, you know, he didn't have the backing of Reach Records anymore. Like, you know, that's a clique, it's a team. They cross promote each other, you know, on each other's albums and, you know, and so much more, you know. It's just the fan base being part of that clique or that record label, you know, you get more exposure. You know, they promote you and stuff. But it looks like KB signed to Sony, and maybe they have a good, you know, distribution and all that for him, because he's got, you know, people checking him out, and Rapzilla, I think, is talking about it. So I'm sure KB is gonna still probably be pretty popular, and I think so because I can see, you know, like, how, you know, sometimes when people get signed, how different they are. Like, Angie Rose, you know, signed to Capitol Records, and, you know, like, her look and feel for her music videos and even her music, like, I believe it's going farther since she's, like, signed. You know, there's pros and cons to being signed. You know, obviously things change, and sometimes, you know, like, my ex-girlfriend that I was talking about earlier, she's a big Angie Rose fan, and she, when I played the, you know, Fight Like a Girl song, she didn't like it. She didn't feel it. She liked Angie Rose's older music, her indie music. She liked it because she thought it was more real and more authentic. She liked, you know, she didn't like that it was all new pop and felt fake to her. I like the new music, you know. I like the new joint that came out that sounds kind of like it's from the 80s or 90s, and I can't think of the name right now, but it's a brand new track from Angie Rose. But, you know, my ex liked the song Wannabe, which was, like, Angie's, like, first song that went, you know, viral. And, you know, then she liked the freestyles that she did with DJ Wado, you know, the one with He Sunly, and then the one by herself. And then there was the Bright Lights song, both the regular one and the acoustic. And some of the other songs that Angie Rose had, you know, So I guess there's like good and bad that comes from being signed. And, you know, being signed doesn't always last forever. I think there's a record deal doesn't mean, like, you know, you become super famous. It doesn't mean you signed your, you know, life to the devil or something like some people think, you know, it but it can mean a loss of, you know, income for yourself personally, because, you know, the record label gets a cut of the money. And Manifest, Chris Greenwood talks about, you know, that, you know, basically he had to buy back the rights to his master recordings that he had. You know, he owns the masters now, and now he gets the royalties from the music performances and streams and stuff like that, versus the record label, which used to have ownership of them. So, you know, it's a crazy thing with the music industry. You know, the record label may or may not, you know, help in your promotion and distribution. You know, being part of a record label, the pros could be you being part of something that gets you seen more, you know, and gets you more exposure. But, like, when you're indie, you don't have certain things unless you do it yourself. And, you know, if you've got a team, and I think Angie Rose was indie for the longest time and had her own team, and maybe she's just making this move right now to kind of, for a season, you know, using it as a catalyst to go even further, and then maybe she'll go back and do indie again, you know, after the record label deal expires. You know, I don't know what her strategy is, but, you know, Manifest himself talked about, you know, record labels. It's not always a bad thing to get signed, you know, and there's different types of labels with different types of deals. So you might not be signing away your masters. You might just be signing into, you know, some other sort of agreement. And so that's why it's important to read the fine print and understand the legal terms and stuff. So I was jamming 91.7 FM Engine Radio. I was talking about that station earlier, but just in case you're just now tuning in, there's this Christian rap remix of a popular song. I don't know if it's like praise and worship or just a CCM contemporary Christian music song. I know that Matt Redman, or I think, you know, that's the one that made it popular, but, you know, I think maybe Jeremy Camp has a version of that song as well. But it's that, oh no, you never let go, through the high and through the low. They made that Christian rap remix. It's pretty cool. Okay, I just found out the artist name. I looked it up on the online radio box. It's like, if you look up Engine Radio Playlist, N-G-E-N, then you'll find it. It's Guvna B, G-U-V-N-A, Guvna B. And the song features Travis Green. So I want to shout out somebody that I found out about through TikTok, and it's a Christian punk, or like a Christian emo guy. His name is CJ Sharon. He was on Wife Swap, a TV show back in the day, and he's done some Christian rap / rock kind of songs. And you can find him on SoundCloud if you look up Lore Chainsaw, LoreChainsaw. And on TikTok, he's called CJ Sharon, CJSHERON. I think there's just one R. I don't think there's two R's. Yeah. He's got some pretty funny content. He does little skits, like a lot of like relationship kind of skits, like making fun of, like, you know, some guy hitting on a girl that's like, you know, she's a Christian and he's like not, or like, you know, the other way around as well, you know, the non-Christian girl trying to hit on the Christian guy. And, you know, usually he plays himself as both the guy and the girl, and the girl's usually, like, him wearing, like, a towel, like, over his head. Like, some medieval lady would wear, or, like, you know, a nun or a Muslim girl with her hijab or whatever it's called. He's pretty hilarious. I've seen a few Christian rappers join TikTok. You know, there's Mike Servin. I also seen Gifted to Flamethrower. Puntin's kind of been on there a little bit, you know, so maybe some of the Christian rap and hip-hop community will start to follow suit and more people will be on there. I know there's Kid Triss, he's on there, and there's probably some others. There's Adriel Cruz, aka Scrip, and I also seen Angie Rose is on there. You know, she's doing some funny stuff and being, you know, she just started, so she's starting to do it a lot more, you know. And there's this girl singer, Georgette Rojas. She's starting to do that. My friend LTD, Luke Coke, Luke the Disciple. He is a guy that I met at Texas Bible Institute that was rapping. He's, in the ministry at his dad's church in Austin, Texas, Shoreline Church. So, he's doing, some TikTok videos, and he's being pretty funny and goofy with them. So, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people getting on TikTok lately. It's increasingly becoming more popular. And so I hope to see the Christian rap community on there. Because there's still some people missing, you know. There's some people that are kind of promoting some artists that aren't on there. Like, I see videos by people who are Christian rap promoters, but it's not the actual artists themselves. So hopefully those artists will soon follow suit and get on TikTok. Because, you know, it's not just the little kids app no more. It's not just the little, you know, whatever you think it is that's keeping you from getting on it. It's a fun app. Come join us, you know. It's got a variety of content. Plus, people live stream. You can watch people. And then you can't really live stream yourself until you get like 1,000 followers. But hey, come get started. Start posting content. And then before you know it, you'll have 100 followers, 200, 300, 400. And the funnier you are and people share you out, and then you'll probably get a ton of followers in no time. And you'll be able to live stream. Not only that, you know, TikTok content is shareable. So you can, like, you know, share it to your Facebook. And you can save the video and, like, string them together and put them together as YouTube content if you wanted to. So thinking as a content creator, of course, I said Gary V is on there. You can use TikTok as a way of creating short form content and then stringing it together to make long form content. You know, it's a very creative tool too to create short videos. I mean, they provide sounds for you that you can save your video if you want to, and then have it on your phone and then put it together with the music on there. I think it saves the music or whatever sound that you've used. You can duet, which means you can, like, it's kind of like reacting to a video, but it's like side by side. You know, it's like you're reacting, but you're next to the other person, and you're just kind of, sometimes it's just somebody bobbing their head yes or no, and they're agreeing with the content or disagreeing or making fun of it. Just depends who you are and, you know, I guess what you're doing with it. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes people kind of nod their head in agreement to whatever the original video is, and sometimes they're just looking all crazy and, like, you know, just reacting to it, you know. But now they got some new features like voiceover, so that adds even more to the possibilities in the app. You know, it's growing, you know, not just in numbers of people joining the app, but, you know, they're upgrading the features, you know, to make video editing even more powerful, because, like, the voice effects and so many other things. You can get so creative with TikTok, you know, the green screen, you know, being able to add pictures behind yourself and, you know, so many other cool things. You know, it's so fun. It's highly addictive. But yeah, come join the party. Anyways, I'm going to end the episode here. It's kind of long. It's nearing an hour, like under 5 minutes. So I thank y'all for listening to this podcast. I know it's been a while. Hopefully I release more consistently, more often. You know, I just need to find more Christian rappers to interview, and I did. So I'll probably be adding this new interview I did with Christian producer Lizno98 from Instagram. Her tag for her beats and instrumentals is Visiondellis, and I have a video interview up now on YouTube. I'm probably going to add it here to this podcast. I'm going to save the video and convert it to audio and then do my thing with it and make sure the audio levels are right. I usually compress it to make it louder, and so I'll probably put it up on my podcast so y'all can hear it, you know, from the podcast. But if you are on YouTube, you can find it like right now. Again, if you want to support me, support this podcast, you can go to anchor.fm/brandnewyou, BRANNUYU. And I think there's a support this podcast button that lets you, you know, choose how much you want to support me for. And I wish I could do the YouTube super chat thing, you know, I don't know what other options there is. I wish some of these apps like LiveStar and LiveMe and other places would have like a super chat kind of feature, but right now I don't know of much like apps that do that, you know, or even like Periscope. I wish they would incorporate PayPal or Cash App into their experience so that people could, you know, pay you, you know, to support you and stuff like that. But since I don't really know of any that come to mind, I'm just going to tell y'all again, like I did earlier in the podcast, my Cash App tag is $brandman197, BRANMAN197. And my PayPal is paypal.me/brandnewyou. BRANNUYU. Pretty simple for both. And my merch right now is Zazzle.com, ZAZZLE.com/ Hot Rap Mix, HOTRAPMIX. And the same thing for another store I have. I think it's called Coffee People. So it's Zazzle.com/ Coffee People. If there's any other service or product I can provide, just let me know. I'm open to ideas and suggestions and even feedback concerning my website and, you know, other things, you know, content creation. If y'all got any ideas and just any helpful tips or strategies for me to get my stuff out there, or even want to become part of a team or whatever to help me out, you know, you know, I would like to have like a Hot Rap Mix team or just a content creation team in general to do New Life Studios and you know, to create Christian media content. And we could work together through Zoom or whatever social media that we both have, Skype, whatever tools we have, anything that we can communicate with. I do animations, I do voices, I do beat making and various creative things. So if anybody's wanting to hit me up for any sort of like freelance work, I'm available, at least for small projects, things like 30 second 60 second clips. I right now don't have the fastest and bestest internet, so I'm using my phone data at the time right now, since I don't have my own place. But I can do different kinds of sound effects, and I probably put out like a portfolio of my work so y'all can see what I can do with animation and even voice talent. Like, if there's a certain voice you like, you can ask me to do something, like even featuring a song, you know, if y'all want to hit me up for features and stuff like that, or just be part of the intro or outro, or do some sort of DJ kind of hosting thing where I host your project and stuff like that. Or like a commercial type voice, like some promo for your upcoming album or single. I may even be able to help you out with graphics or cover art design, photo editing, and that kind of thing. You know, I do video too, but like I said, I'm limited on internet right now till I can get some stable Wi-Fi that might not be in the picture momentarily. But like, I can help out with some photo kind of stuff, photo edits, and graphic design. I can even draw something for you, make a cartoon sort of thing. You know, I need to get back into the habit of drawing more and trying to get better at my drawing and all that stuff. I just need to get better at it. If you want me to do something just for fun, you know, for kicks, you know, something just being goofy and funny, you know, I'm for that too, whether it's serious, you know, something that's professional, or it's something that's just for fun, kind of like people do on Fiverr, you know, hit me up. You know, I'd like to do little things to make a little bit of extra bucks, you know. You know, we live in a new and awesome time with lots of opportunities. People are working at home right now, working from home, doing different things, you know, during this time of the quarantine and coronavirus pandemic. So yeah, it's interesting, and I want to take advantage of the opportunities that I have with the digital media and content creation apps and software. So yeah, hit me up. And the same thing goes for, you know, people that want to be part of the podcast. I know there's people out there, y'all want exposure for your music. You hit me up for an interview, you know. You just ask me, you know, through a DM on Instagram at brandnewyu, BRANNUYU, or at Hot Rap Mix. On Facebook, Brandon Nolan, BRANDYNNOLEN. Email me, hotrapmix@gmail.com. You know, get at me. And also, Anchor has a call-in feature that you can call into the show if you want to be part of the show and just say, hey, what's up, and that kind of thing. You can do that and be part of the show. Just go to anchor.fm/brandnewyou. I've said how to spell my name a ton of times already, but I'll say it again for anybody that's just now tuning in or hearing from wherever you are. BRANNUYU. You can ask me questions, or you can, you know, have comments. I see a lot of people using like Twitter as a way to do the same thing. You know, people answer Twitter comments. So if y'all want to get at me on Twitter, it's at brandnewyou. And I just now said my name, so I don't think I gotta spell it again. So if somebody's playing this podcast and somebody asks the person playing the podcast, hey, how'd you spell that name? Do them the favor and rewind 15 to 30 seconds, or however long ago that was. Not too long ago. But if you're wanting to do an interview like I've done before with different types of people, I'm starting to branch out. I actually want to interview Christian rap fans, not just the artists or the musicians or the groups or whatever. I've interviewed mostly the rappers, but I want to do a little bit more now and do some creative things. Like, I've done some of them online, but some I've done in person, like the one I did with Antho, and also did with, I did that interview at Dobie High School, where we were having Fellowship Houston church services. Now Pastor Von Juan has moved it to online live streaming since the quarantine and all that. So, speaking of which, y'all can watch the live streamed services that have been recorded. The replays are up on Fellowship Houston YouTube channel, so y'all can watch those. But another in-person interview I did was with Saint from Christ House Music. I'm actually wearing his shirt right now. Not his shirt, but like the Christ House Music shirt. His real name is Daryl Jones, and I did the interview with him at Starbucks in Pearland, Texas. I want to try some different things like screen recording, video calls, and, you know, maybe even do some sort of gamer kind of thing where we're playing a game together and chatting or something like that. And of course, I'm talking about the video side of things, but, you know, if it's good audio, it can be incorporated into the podcast as well. But I also would like to have sort of like talk show kind of things where it's just me and maybe some other Christian rappers or producers or even just, you know, fans of Christian rap and hip hop, people who just like, you know, Christian music and stuff, and we're just talking about artists that we like, kind of like, you know, that episode that I had my friend Joe on and a special guest Mindy, but we could talk like CHH, and that kind of gives me some ideas. I need to interview Sketch the Journalist. He's like a big time CHH historian. You know, I kind of consider myself one in a way, just because I have like a decade plus of listening to Christian rap, you know, at least since 2008, so that's like 12 years I think. But Sketch, you know, he knows some of the older like Christian rap and hip hop, like stuff that predates, you know, before I even got into it. Like, one time, I went to a special Christian rap concert in the Houston area. I believe it was the Austin Lanier album release party. And, you know, Sketch was there. He was given, like, a Christian rap and hip-hop history sort of, like, workshop. Plus, he brought, like, a bunch of his memorabilia. It was like a little museum of Christian rap and hip-hop stuff. He had magazines and newspaper articles and other stuff. T-shirts, CDs, and CD collections. You know, just all kinds of stuff there on a table, you know, for people to look at and see. You know, his collection of Christian rap, both old and new. You know, Much Love Records, probably Cross Movement, Grape Tree Records, and so much more. But yeah, so if you want to get on the podcast, hit me up. Anyways, I'm done with everything now, I think. So I'm done making the podcast longer. So thank y'all again for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.
Don't forget to check out HotRapMix.com.
And I'll say it, Hot Rap Mix, not Hot Rack Mix. Plus, check out my blog, brandnewyou.com, BranNewYu.